Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first laser center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Big Breakdown. A long look back at some of the biggest stories we're covering for you at the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
The cruise ship murder. That's the name that people have been using for this case, in case you are not super familiar with it. Anna Kempner is the victim here. That's the young lady who lost her life on that Carnival cruise ship, allegedly at the hands of her own stepbrother, Timothy Hudson. His defense lawyers just told a federal judge they can't get ready for trial. That's an interesting one to bring to the judge. What do you mean you can't get ready for trial? The reason is a string of words buried in the court filing. Very unfortunate family dynamic. Those are the defense's own words from a motion filed on August 24th. I want to start here and let you know this is an opinions piece. This is conjecture, but there are certainly facts baked in, and we're going to be talking about all of this. But again, understand what this is as I kind of go off my rage train and explore just how crazy this case is and how the dynamics of it and the lack of accountability to which it appears Timothy Hudson was raised in and around and demonstrated by at least one member of his family, in my opinion, might have created the little fucking monster that did this. What they mean about not getting ready for trial is that the people who raised Timothy Hudson, the people who know his childhood, his mental health history, his medications, the home he grew up in, won't talk to his lawyers. His lawyers need those people for something called a Miller hearing. They're not saying like, hey, come stand up for him. They just need like by law, you are still technically his parent, Chantel, even though you've decided to completely cut all ties. And look, that's your call. If your son does that and you want to do it, I'm not judging and saying that like abandoning your insane son is a bad idea. I'm just saying your lack of cooperation here doesn't make a lot of sense unless you're fearing that coming to do your part in this, which may, I from what I understand at this point, you know, it's some paperwork. Unless, in my opinion, are you fearing that somebody might take a little bit closer look at the household that Anna was in? Are you fearing that some evidence might arise that doesn't look super great on you or your husband? or anybody in that house? Something that that might get you in trouble, might get him in trouble, might make this whole situation look entirely preventable. And, you know, I'm not saying it's criminal, but something that when light is shone upon might not be the legacy you want to leave as a parent. Maybe. I don't know. I'm asking questions because the non-cooperation thing here is kind of weird. A Miller hearing, let's talk about that. It comes from a 2012 Supreme Court ruling. The court said you can't automatically sentence a juvenile to life in prison without parole for a homicide. Before that sentence can be imposed, the judge has to consider the defendant as a child, age, maturity, mental health, family environment, childhood trauma, whether they can be rehabilitated. Notice some of those things there. Family environment, childhood trauma, things like that that may require them to look into something or somebody that doesn't want to be looked into. Now, look, I get people sometimes push these things off because of fear, too, even when there's nothing to hide. Just, I don't want you to try and find something. Well, okay, but, you know, if there's nothing to find, there's nothing to find. Unfortunately, there seems to be a lot of smoke here, and where there's smoke, there's usually fire. And in this case, a possible raging 12-alarm inferno. So at least that's how it looks on the outside. The defense has to build a complete picture of who this person was before the crime. That means school records, medical records, mental health evaluations, and interviews with parents, teachers, counselors, anyone who can speak to the defendant's history. Timothy Hudson's defense attorney, Eric Cohen, compared preparing for a Miller hearing to the mitigation phase of a capital case. That's the phase where the defense team brings in everything it has to keep someone off death row. A mitigation specialist can pull records from the school district, but only a parent can tell you what was happening in the house. Cohen wrote that his team does not have the access to certain family members that would allow them to complete the investigation. None of Hudson's three assistant federal public defenders has ever represented a juvenile in federal court before. They're building the most consequential part of this case for the first time, and the people they need most won't sit down with them. U.S. District Judge Beth Bloom granted the delay. Prosecutors didn't oppose it. The trial moved from September to a two-week window beginning November 2nd. The plea deadline is October 23rd. Cohen's filing said the defense needs time to advise Hudson about the options available to him to resolve the pending charges. The language signals a plea could be on the table, but a plea doesn't eliminate the Miller hearing. Whether Hudson goes to trial or takes a deal, the defense can't build the mitigation case without the people who know him. So who are the family members the defense can't reach? Well, Cohen was deliberately vague. He wrote in a footnote, and he was being vague due to the intense media scrutiny the case has garnered. The filing doesn't officially name anyone, but we can speculate. I can't say I know for sure, but we can speculate about close family that won't talk. You know, ones who've on the record and other filings have said, I can't put my marriage in jeopardy, essentially for the sake of my son, which is one of the most crazy fucking statements I've ever heard. But unfortunately, a lot of parents make those moves. Let me prioritize my relationship over here over my actual child's well-being. Not exactly maternal or parental, but, you know, narcissism does run wild. The public record from a separate custody battle between Timothy's biological father tells the story the defense's five careful words were trying to keep off the page. Chantel Hudson is Timothy's biological mother, which kind of makes this even more shocking. She married Christopher Kempner, Anna's father. That makes her both the mother of the person charged with the killing and the stepmother of the person who was killed. And they're still trying to manage this relationship, apparently. There hasn't been a divorce filing yet. They're still like, maybe we can make it. Maybe. Yeah. Three generations boarded the Carnival Horizon together in November of 25. Christopher, Chantel, Anna, Timothy, Anna's younger brother, Timothy's younger sister, and grandparents. The adults split three cabins amongst the group. Anna, Timothy, and Anna's younger brother were placed in a cabin 83-43 together. No parent in the room. So know that if you're on the Carnival Horizon anytime soon, 83-43 had a homicide take place in it. Just when you're like falling asleep, listening to the podcast in the room. I think something happened here. What is that all about? Oh, I can feel the boat moving a little bit. You ever fall asleep on a cruise ship and there's a little bit of rocking going on? It's like, oh, you know, it either makes you seasick or you enjoy it. And you're like, oh, 83-43. Oh shit, that's my room. Yeah. 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 I know. I don't know if they're still using the room, but I would say I might be asking for a cabin change if I'm just noticing that right now and I'm on the boat. Custody testimony alleges Chantel took the children on the cruise without Thomas Hudson's knowledge or consent. The cabin arrangement, who slept where, who was supervised and who wasn't, was entirely in the hands of the adults on board. Anna Kepner was found dead under the bed on November 7th. Her cause of death was mechanical asphyxiation. The killing allegedly occurred in international waters, which is why the case landed in federal court. Juveniles are almost never prosecuted federally. Timothy Hudson was initially charged as a juvenile on February 26th. 2 months later, federal grand jury indicted him as an adult on first-degree murder and a second serious federal charge. He pled not guilty. If convicted, he faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. In the first 48 hours after Anna's body was found, custody filings alleged Chantel was functioning as Timothy's mother. According to documents Timothy's biological father, Thomas Hudson, placed into the court record, Chantel texted Thomas that she'd spoken to Timothy at a medical facility. She told Thomas she'd said to their son, "I told him you and I love him." Within weeks, according to the same filings, that changed. Very, very conditional mother's love. Thomas Hudson's filings claim Chantel told him she couldn't jeopardize her marriage to help their son. Those filings allege the family wanted Timothy buried. Court records from the custody case show Chantel and Christopher expelled Timothy from their household. Now, look, if you got a killer who did this, I understand the expelling and you want him buried. I just have to say it's interesting language. It's an interesting take. I probably would be feeling a lot of rage too. I don't know. To me, it just feels a little bit, what do you say? Protective. Not of, I mean, Anna's dad. Of one's own story, I guess you could say. Whatever that story may be, which I do not know the answer to. But it does feel rather, let's circle the wagons. Timothy ain't in it. Oh, well, it looks like he's out there. I hear the wolves howling. They're hungry. Well, why don't we throw a little bit of meat out there and invite him on in? Well, our son Timothy's over here locked to the train tracks. Either the train's going to hit him first or the wolves are going to get him. We're going to sit over here and eat our beans. I guess if this were in the Wild West, it's what would be going on. It's a little odd. It's a little odd. Can't say I've been in that situation, though, so it's hard for me to judge. I think that's always important. Think about that. I'd love to get your thoughts in the comments. Does this feel odd to you? Does this feel a little bit odd? We tell him we love him, and then we want him buried and can't jeopardize your marriage to help your son. I mean, I get it. It's a crazy dynamic. You're married to the father of the victim. Your son is the one accused of doing this. And by all, you know, accounts here, it's pretty clear he did it. I don't know. That might just be time to wash your hands of that relationship and be like, you know what? We tried our best. Like, clearly the universe doesn't want this to work out. Your spawn killed my spawn, and now shit's gone awry. I don't know. I don't know how you're like, well, let's try and work this out. And we'll be all good. I don't know how you get there. Anyway, according to those records, neither has seen him since. According to those records, Christopher Kempner, Anna's father, Chantel's husband, told reporters he wants Timothy in orange jumpsuit and handcuffs. The family that Timothy lived with for years closed ranks around its grief and locked him out. In the December 25 custody hearing, Chantel told the court she'd spoken to Timothy briefly after Anna's death. She said he keeps repeating over and over he can't remember anything. Whether that's true is a question for the jury. You know, as a parent, if you have a child with a mental health history, and by the way, his mental health history, his capacity for rehabilitation, the warning signs the adults around him may have missed, those are questions for the Miller hearing. I might be looking into a little bit deeper, is there some sort of mental health episode that went on here? Not to excuse it, but to try and understand your own kid. I don't know. I mean, call me crazy, but you know, I'm all for abandoning murderous human beings that do horrible things, even if they're related to you, kind of like that. But when it's your own kid, I don't know, ask a few questions first. Just a thought. But again, to each their own. The person who gave that testimony under oath 9 months ago is now, according to the defense, unreachable. Unreachable, allegedly. Timothy's been in federal custody since mid-June when Magistrate Judge Edwin Torres revoked his pretrial release after the case moved to adult court. Torres wrote that the allegations present a danger that no curfew, monitor, or custodial placement can be trusted to contain. Hudson is being held at a juvenile facility in the Miami-Dade area. Court transcripts from a February detention hearing revealed he was Baker-acted after the ship docked. Witnesses described him crying uncontrollably. That mental health history is what a Miller hearing exists to examine. The detention order guarantees him access to his attorneys and to family visitation. His mother has the legal right to walk into that facility and see her son if she wants to. Nobody is stopping her, but according to the documented record, she has not. Thomas Hudson, Timothy's biological father, appears to be the one cooperating with the defense. He filed for custody of Timothy's 9-year-old sister after the killing. He put the text exchanges with Chantel into the court record, but Thomas wasn't the custodial parent Chantel was. She lived with Timothy, managed his medications, watched him grow up in the same house as Anna, at least for the short period of time that she's been married to the husband. Chantel confirmed under oath at a December 25 custody hearing that Timothy was on medication for ADHD and insomnia. She confirmed he had not taken the insomnia medication for 2 nights on the cruise, including the night before Anna's body was found. If she cooperates with the defense's Miller investigation, she has to answer questions about what else she knew. FBI agent Andrew Del Valle testified at a pretrial detention hearing that Anna's ex-boyfriend told investigators Timothy had tried to get into Anna's bed while she slept months before the cruise. Anna told her ex-boyfriend she was afraid of Timothy and hesitant to tell her father. Anna's aunt told reporters that Anna didn't want to go on the cruise and wasn't comfortable sharing a room with Timothy. Cooperating with the defense means walking into every one of those questions. What did Chantel know about her son's behavior towards Anna? What did Christopher know? Why did two unrelated teenagers end up in a cabin together without a parent when, according to the FBI's agent's testimony, one of them was allegedly afraid of the other? Gotta save a couple bucks. Well, she could have stayed with Grandma and Grandpa. We gave her that option. Yeah, you know what? You're the fucking parents. You're the ones who can make the decision of, you know, my daughter has been complaining about this other kid here who happens to live in the house as her stepbrother, making inappropriate advances at her. And beyond that, allegedly, maybe the best course of action on the family vacation is not to put the two of them in a single fucking cabin together. I don't know. Call me fucking crazy. We gave her the option. You're the parents. You make the call. How about just don't ever present it as the only option? Because you know what? A lot of people are afraid. They're anxious. They're scared of what your reaction is going to be if you tell them no, probably because you have a track record of being a dick about it. And they may not necessarily speak up and say, no, I don't like that. I don't think that's a great idea. They think I'll power through this. I'll make it through it. I've made it through all the other stupid shit my parents have put me through. This is a cruise. What could possibly go wrong? They're not necessarily running through their mind, I might end up dead under the bed, covered in life jackets, strangled by the stepbrother. But you know what? Knowing the history, knowing the allegations that she's made, knowing what her ex-boyfriend has said, knowing what the FBI has said about that relationship dynamic between the sister and stepbrother, I wouldn't necessarily, as a parent, be fearing death if they're sharing a room, but I'd be fearing something else. Something else pretty freaking horrible. Nobody's going to see death. No, but I would certainly see R as a rather high probability. And it looks like that occurred, and then death. Again, you're asking people that don't seem to have a very good track record of decision-making to at some point in their life start making good decisions. It doesn't happen like that, even when pressure is applied. Sonia Zisky, Chantel's own stepmother, Timothy's step-grandmother, went on camera and called for criminal charges against Chantel and Christopher for failing to supervise the children on the ship. She said putting those kids in a cabin together was a recipe for disaster. Those aren't questions about Timothy's childhood for a sentencing hearing. Those are questions about what the adults in the family knew, when they knew it, and what they did about it. Every answer Chantel gives to the defense could become an answer she has to give somewhere else. The defense didn't name her. The filing used five polite words and a footnote about media scrutiny. But the custody record shows who cut Timothy off, who chose a marriage over his son, and who has something to lose by sitting in a room with his lawyers. The plea deadline is October 23rd. The defense is 2 months. Whether Timothy Hudson takes a plea or goes to trial on November 2nd, the Miller hearing happens. The judge will have to decide whether a 16-year-old spends his entire life behind bars. The person whose testimony could shape that decision could walk into a visitation room at a Miami-Dade facility where the judge's own order guarantees her access. She's decided that what she'd have to say on the other side of that door isn't worth the price of saying it. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. I'd love for you to weigh in. You know, I like I said in this, I get if you have someone, you know, even your own kid that I mean, the evidence is pretty clear-cut what the fuck he did. I do totally understand disowning and walking away from that person. I do get that. What I don't get is the possibility of this being a mental health issue with the medication things that were going on and off. And I guess just the straight-up verbiage that's been used here, I can't put that in the way of my marriage. Is that just the public thing you're saying out loud, or is that what you really believe? Because that's a weird thing to say out loud. I don't know. Give me your thoughts in the comment section, Substack and YouTube. I feel like there's probably a lot more to come in this case, but again, Chantel's never been charged with anything. The dad's never been charged with anything. They are victims to a certain extent here. I do agree with that. And being ignorant is not necessarily a crime. There's plenty of horrible, ignorant parents, and their children luckily survive. But there's plenty of horrible, ignorant parents where horrible things happen and they die. Again, not that they can be held responsible, but at least not in a court of law. But in the court of public opinion, which is here, the media scrutiny, basically everybody looking at the facts and going, yeah, Bad decision makers. Well, that will live on in infamy. We'll continue the conversation in the comments. Links in the description. If you've not done so yet, take the podcast with you. The link to that, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, right there on the QR code. If you're watching us on YouTube, check it out or just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi wherever you get podcasts. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Tell you what, the optics around the family of Anna Kempner are just utter shit. I don't know any other way to put it. And I don't know if it's because it's indicative of what took place. It's a reflection of the chaos that was going on in this girl's life and around her. And it just, it all was kind of part of an encompassing whirlwind that ended in tragedy the way it did. Or, you know, if this is just, you know, a microscope, a magnifying glass that is on this family right now because of the tragedy that took place here. So then every single speck of dirt and dust and whatever. I was going to use a word there that probably, you know, I don't think, I'm just not going to use that. The liquid you may need to clean up, or maybe not even liquid. Anyway, all of those things that exist when a family is in turmoil, and they are. I mean, there's a custody dispute going on between Chantel, the stepmom, and her husband, the mother and the father here of the alleged killer, the son, with multiple children. Those are not always the cleanest thing. They can be down and dirty, and people making this accusation and that accusation and demanding money, and us on the outside going, what? But in the context of this, no, any way you spin it, any lens you look through at this, it's a lot of broken people, in my opinion, doing very broken things, no matter how broken the snow globe is around them. Timothy Hudson is sitting in a federal detention facility right now. He's charged as an adult with first-degree murder and a second serious federal charge in the death of his stepsister, Anna Kempner, on a Carnival cruise ship. His trial has already been delayed twice, first from June to September, then from September now to November 2nd, after his defense team cited what they called a very unfortunate family situation. His plea deadline is October 23rd. If he doesn't take a plea by then, he goes to trial facing life, and rightfully so. He killed his stepsister, allegedly. I mean, it's pretty freaking obvious. This isn't a case where there's a lot of reasonable doubt or questioning what happened. And that being said, his mother, Chantel Hudson, just filed a petition in court. But it has nothing to do with his defense or the murder trial that's 8 weeks away. She filed to fight her ex-husband, Thomas Hudson, over child support payments. I mean, life goes on outside of the killer son, you know, but according to a court document, she alleged Thomas didn't pay for several months, and she wants the amounts reevaluated because she believes he earns significantly more than she does. Her son is staring down a federal murder trial that could put him away for life, and the paper she chose to push is about dollar bills per child per month. What is the paper trail from this custody war tell you about the woman who raised him? This is conjecture. This is opinion. She may be a lovely woman, and this just may be a very negative light that we're looking at her in, and it just doesn't present her how she is. But she keeps popping up, like whack-a-mole. It's like, maybe you should just stay down there right now and let this kind of blow over. Maybe we shouldn't be getting national attention over a couple extra $100 or something in a child support payment, where the first question everyone is going to have is, are you asking him to pay child support for the child that's in federal custody right now too? Is that part of the deal? Are you not getting enough for the kid that you were in charge of who killed the daughter of the guy you just married, allegedly? We need some more money for him. Clearly, maybe a little extra would have helped with therapy bills or something. But is this that, or is this just like, I am completely tone deaf to everything going on around me, and I just don't really care? So pony up the dollar bills, y'all. At what point does behavior like this start to explain how a 16-year-old ends up where Timothy Hudson is? You know, it's chaotic, it's weird, it's disjointed, it doesn't seem to match the moments of what's going on in this life. Huh. That's the adult in the room acting that way. And her son acted odd. Extreme, didn't match the motion of what's going on in this life, and somehow found it appropriate to allegedly essay his stepsister and then hide her under a bed on a Carnival cruise ship and cover her in life jackets. Also doesn't seem to really flow with what reality is around him at that moment in time for how to act appropriately. I know they're a bit different in scope, certainly. But, you know, parenting can sometimes be a ripple effect. You know, you drop it in the water, your ripples go out. And those ripples, those waves, they get bigger as they spread. It makes you wonder if Timothy's is kind of one of those waves. The child support order between Chantel and Thomas started at $2,129 a month for three children. When their eldest turned 18 in October of 25, 1 month before Anna Kempner died on the Carnival Horizon, the amount dropped to $1,732 for two. It's now down to $1,092 for one child. Chantel's petition alleges Thomas went several months without paying a dime. Thomas never denied her claims and denied her characterization of a strained relationship between him and the children. That's one of the pitches that she gave the judge. Again, this is kind of, it's a conjecture of custody hearings where people say negative things about the other people to try and sway a judge, thinking that they're, you know, getting one up on the judge. Never heard this shit before. Here's where the math gets uncomfortable. Timothy has been in federal custody since June 15th of 26. A federal magistrate ordered him detained after finding the prosecution's evidence beyond clear and convincing and citing what he called a level of psychopathy. So far, at least part of the period Chantel claims Thomas wasn't paying, their son was in a federal cell, not living with either parent. He was in government custody, because a judge determined he was too dangerous to be anywhere else. So is that part of the payment? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question, but that's an ask. That's an ask of the other parent in a divorce situation of asking for funding for custody. I've seen a lot of asks where you're like, I don't know about that one. But this one, again, I don't quite I know for sure, so I can't say. But if that's in there, this could literally be an ask for money for the time he was in federal custody because he allegedly killed his stepsister.
of which at the time, Chantel was the parent in charge. You want more money for that? Really? Again, it's in the minutiae of the paperwork. I don't know if that's exactly, we don't have that paperwork in front of us, so that is a bit of speculation there. I'm not going to sugarcoat or hide that, but it's certainly, again, optics. Optics. Maybe over a couple hundred bucks right now. This isn't worth it. Maybe. Timothy hasn't been in Chantel's house since November of 25. He went to a relative's home and then lived with his uncle on GPS monitoring, then entered federal detention. For nearly a year, the child support obligation has covered a child who wasn't under her roof. And the reason he's in that cell, according to prosecutors, is because he allegedly committed murder while under Chantel's supervision on a cruise that Thomas alleges in custody filing she took the children on without his consent. Thomas had already filed a contempt motion against Chantel before the family ever left them the cruise, alleging she was withholding the children and refusing to let him exercise his court-ordered parenting time. The custody war didn't start because of Anna's death. It was already burning. Thomas's attorney asked the court for 140 days of makeup time. That's how many custody exchanges Chantel had allegedly blocked. Because things were just going so good over on their side at their house that he couldn't possibly need to leave for any reason like seeing his father. Could he, Chantel? Needed to stay there. Because he's such an asset to the newly formed Kempner Extended Brady Bunch family. That 140 days were worth stealing from his dad, allegedly. Again, these are filings that are, these are custody filings. So not proven in court arguments. In court. According to Thomas's filing, Chantel took the kids without his permission and put them on the ship where Anna died. She's now in court demanding more money from the father she allegedly wouldn't let see them. The father that, if his allegations are true, and he would have not consented to his son going on this cruise, would not have ended in him very likely facing the rest of his existence behind bars. And Anna Kempner in a grave. I don't know. Seems like maybe dad had a feeling that this wasn't going to go great. And Chantel just had to make sure that the new family was working wonderful and everything's great and everything's perfect. And we don't want to accept and don't want to upset Anna's dad. Because we know how he gets, allegedly. We've heard the allegations, the chokeholds, the rage, the fear, the alleged ignoring of his own daughters, concerns, might I say pleas for help, that also would have likely prevented this from ever occurring. Yeah, excuse me while I pour a little salt in the wound. I don't like doing that. But I'm sorry, this family keeps bringing chaos to the table. And telling everyone, look over there. None of this could have contributed to it. None of this. No. Not saying they murdered their daughter. They didn't. Saying they created an environment where someone with a very broken brain had clear access to murder their daughter. And they looked the other way. Nobody wanted this to happen, but there's consequences to your actions, and there's consequences to being a shit parent. And unfortunately, they are finding that out. There's no consequence in terms of you're going to go to jail for this. I don't think there's any criminal responsibility on their part. I think there's moral failing, ethical failing, human being failing, fatherly failing, motherly failing. It's just failing. Just a big group of failures, really, And they're on a pedestal. And I think it's fully okay for society to stand here and start throwing the fucking tomatoes. Because there should be shame in this. There should be shame in this behavior. There should be shame in the behavior leading up to what happened to Anna Kempner. There shouldn't just be straight up victimhood. Or skirting responsibility because it makes things look a little icky. Makes you look a little irresponsible. I do not know what happened for sure in that house. Neither do you. But everything that is leaking out here certainly does not look good. According to Thomas, who's filing, Chantel took the kids without his permission and put them on the ship where Anna died. She is now in court demanding more money from the fathers he allegedly wouldn't let see them. If this were a one-time lapse in judgment, you could write it off. The custody filings from November 25 through September 26 say otherwise. And the first 48 hours after Anna's body was found, text exchanges entered into the court record show Chantel functioning as Timothy's mother. She texted Thomas about speaking to their son at a medical facility. She relayed that he kept repeating he couldn't remember anything. And according to the filing, she told Thomas she'd said she loved him. That was the first week. Then love stopped. Approximately 32 hours had passed between the discovery of Anna's body and Chantel's first contact with Thomas, a text that read, "I need you to call me ASAP. It's an emergency." The ship had already docked in Miami that morning. Thomas later placed the text message into the court record in which he wrote to Chantel, "I kept my mouth shut when you told me that you can't jeopardize your marriage for helping your son." That's Thomas's account of what she said. Chantel hasn't publicly confirmed or denied it, but that's in the file. Court filings show Chantel and her husband, Christopher Kempner, and his father expelled Timothy from their home after the incident. Thomas alleged in filings that the Kempner family social media called for nails in the coffin of Timothy and said both the family and Chantel wanted him buried. Where just a few days ago, they were the three amigos. Yeah. Things don't tend to go from three amigos to putting nails in the coffin of your living son. One of them you had no choice to. That was your daughter because the living son allegedly did. But how did he get here? How did that happen? That's why we're talking about this. That's why we're not just going to brush it off and go, some kids, they're just crazy. She, of course, invoked the Fifth Amendment in a custody hearing rather than testify. The eldest son, Andrew, testified at a later hearing that he'd had almost no contact with his mother since 2023. Thomas's attorney argued in court that the family's problems started when Chris Kempner entered the picture. From "I love him" to "bury him," documented in court filings within weeks of each other. She protected the marriage. She cut the son loose. And now she's coming after the ex-husband for the check. Go back to where this begins. Thomas alleged in custody filings that Chantel took the children on a Carnival Horizon without his consent. His filings alleged she was responsible for their supervision and that the living arrangements were inappropriate. In a December 25 hearing, Chantel testified under oath that the three teenagers chose to share the cabin. She called them like the three amigos and said they were the best of friends. She also testified that Timothy had been diagnosed with ADHD and was taking medication for insomnia. Those are, okay, not abnormal things. These things happen. She confirmed under questioning that he had not taken the insomnia medication for two nights on the cruise, including the night before Anna's body was found. That's her own testimony about her son's medical needs going unmet on a trip she put together. Anna's boyfriend stated publicly that the stepbrother had climbed on top of Anna during a FaceTime call while she was lying down. This is back at home. Long time before the cruise. He said Anna told him she was uncomfortable and hesitant to tell her father because she had suspected that he had knives. Didn't want to talk about it much. Because the stepbrother has knives. Those warnings were there before the family ever got on the ship. And allegedly, the adults responsible didn't do anything. Oh, seems like a great place to park the kids. They say it's okay. Sometimes you get groups of kids that are so responsible, they counteract and they correct the misgivings and the poor parenting of the adult. Because they're like, well, somebody's got to be the adult here. And they make better choices. And sometimes the poor parenting of the adults is just so poor, the kids never had a chance because they never knew anything better. They don't know what responsible parenting is. They don't know what responsibility is. Because they've never had it demonstrated for them from the people they have in front of them that are supposed to love, trust, and take care of them. Timothy's own step-grandmother, Sonia Ziske, went on camera and called the arrangement on the ship a recipe for disaster. She asked why the teenagers were in a room together and pointed out they weren't raised as siblings. Ziske is pointing at Chantal and Christopher. If those accounts are accurate, the person now demanding more child support from Thomas is the same person whose decisions put those kids in that cabin, allegedly. The filing doesn't exist in a vacuum. It sits at the end of a paper trail that stretches back to the Carnival Horizon. Chantel's petition asks for money per child. One of those children is in a federal cell. The other is a 9-year-old girl living in a home with her stepfather, whose biological daughter was allegedly killed by her biological brother. Seems like a lovely environment. Chantel testified in an earlier hearing that all the children in her home had been unenrolled from school because of the media attention. Thomas has been fighting for custody of that girl since the beginning. Really? I mean, I'm telling you what. Unenrolled from school because of the media attention. Yeah, I'm sure all those kids at school are just going nuts with the media. Or, riddle me this, might they have been unenrolled from school because they might start talking about the actual environment in that home, and then those other children that they spread that message to, it will spider out, and then those parents will hear about it, and they'll call Child Protective Services on the Kempner household, and then shit will get real really fast because all of the stories will be out there in the ether for everyone to consume, and the darkness we'll finally see the light of day. Might that be the reason they're not in school? Or is it the media attention? Call me crazy. Call me crazy. Some people are easy to fucking read. I don't know for sure. That's my conjecture. His February 2016 emergency petition said it plainly. It is not in the best interest of petitioner father's 9-year-old minor child to be living with her stepfather where her brother has been accused of murdering the daughter of her stepfather. It's almost like, you remember like Maury or Springer? It's like that was like the little headline on the bottom of the screen. You're flipping through channels back like, what's on Springer today? What is this here? This really tiny, tiny print in the corner of the screen. Father's 9-year-old minor child living with stepfather where her brother has been accused of murdering the daughter of her stepfather. And you pause for a second going, that's a lot to untangle in my mind. Let's just watch. Then inevitably people start fighting on stage and chairs are thrown. Weird shit happens and it's a Springer episode. But in 2026, it's the Anna Kempner case. Would have made a great Springer episode, wouldn't it? He called it an extremely complicated situation for any adult, let alone a 9-year-old minor child, to be in the center of. I feel horrible for that poor child. His filing also noted that he's supporting his son's criminal defense, shouldering the cost of a federal murder case. And Chantel is telling a judge he owes her money. By the way, you're short a couple extra $100. I know I didn't let you see him, and I took him on a cruise that was not approved, and he killed somebody, literally. You know, in so many things, it's like, it's not like he killed anybody. Oh, wait. What are you so upset about? It's not like he killed anybody on the... Oh, shit. Oh, he did? Oh. That 9-year-old girl is living in a home where her stepfather's daughter is dead, allegedly at the hands of her brother. That girl's stepsister died. Her brother went to federal detention. She had to leave her school. Her mother is filing for child support. Her father is filing for custody. She's 9. And every adult around her is in a courtroom fighting over something that isn't her. Every filing, every text exchange and evidence, every piece of sworn testimony from the custody war adds up to the same thing. A mother who consistently picked money, her marriage, and her own skin over her kids, in my opinion. That doesn't excuse what Timothy Hudson is accused of doing to Anna Kempner. Nothing does. But when you look at the documented record and ask how a 16-year-old ends up in a federal cell charged with these crimes, a custody file might be more revealing than the criminal one. Her son is facing life in a federal prison. She filed about dollars per child per month. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. Maybe you, Chantel, would like to fill us in and let us know what we got wrong. Again, a lot of conjecture there, a lot of trying to read the tea leaves and understand what's happening based on the filings. Is there something else at play here? Are we just looking at this really through the wrong prism? It all looks really shitty. Like I said at the beginning, I get it. There's a microscope on this and everything can be blown up out of proportion. But again, at the end of the day, patterns of behavior mean something. And your pattern, I'm sorry, it's shit. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Love for you to weigh in. We'll continue right there in the on YouTube. QR code, scan it. Take the podcast with you. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get podcasts. Scan it right there. Press subscribe. We greatly appreciate that. You can listen to us at the gym, in the car, wherever. Until next time, I am Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with. Thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, Caps has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at Caps guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with. Thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, Caps has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at Caps guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
They're down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby! This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that ow, dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.